local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
He's Jason Parker. I'm Johnny McCurry. We go to the fourth period on Giant FM Sports. Visiting Newcastle 41, Shelbyville 12, and the Golden Bears start the period with something that has plagued them in this game, and that's low snaps. That one grounds its way back to Landon Watson. He's simply going to have to dive back on it to preserve possession and loses ground back to the 37-yard line. Loss of 8 brings Watson throwing on the next down. Finds a receiver at the 40, a breakaway from the 45, and now a flag down as what an effort to get that ball out on the run after the catch across the 50-yard line. And a face mask may be coming into play here as Dom Wilman again shows quite an effort to run after the catch in traffic. He picks up 14 and now will tack on the face mask penalty at the end of things.
Update from Shelbyville Golden Bears Athletic Twitter page. The boys' tennis invitational tomorrow has been canceled due to the weather forecast. So they're already starting to cancel events for tomorrow, that boys' tennis invitational.
I'd heard Athletic Director Jenny DeMuse say they'd gone ahead and made the decision to pull that one with, I don't know, what, a 90% chance of rain tomorrow?
Yeah.
Single match, maybe they try. The invite.
That's a lot of people coming.
Need a big window to get that one.
Yeah.
First down with the play and the penalty. And Shelbyville with Watson given to Merritt. And finds room right behind the right guard. Up the middle. Good run, Matt Merritt. Setting Shelbyville up down in the red zone.
Hardwick trips him up at the end, or he scores on that one. Nice run by Merritt.
Inside the 5, down to the 4, goes for a run for 29, the longest of the night by Matt Merritt. Shelbyville first and goal to go just inside the 5. The give to Merritt again, and tried to burrow his way up the middle. I'm not sure he gets anything. Bring up a second down and goal. Steven Spears, one of the guys in there on the tackle.
13th on the night for him unofficially.
Shelbyville again with Watson on the snap. Gets it. He'll run it himself. Flags come flying from the sideline. And Watson is down as well, so let's check the penalty. It'll be a procedure penalty on the Golden Bears. Newcastle will have that penalty walked off. Brings the ball out to about the 8-yard line. Second down, goal to go. Matt Merritt, the carry. Grinding his way through some white jerseys, and I think he, gets below the 5, down to about the 4, and that'll bring up a third down, goal to go.
Number 50, Braden Miller on that tackle.
Under 10 left to go in this game. Newcastle leading 41-12. It was 20-12, Trojans at the break. Snap for Watson, give to Merritt, and caught and just wrestled back, and he gets about a yard.
That's Spears again.
Gee whiz. That kid's impressive.
He's on top of the ball quick from that middle linebacker position.
So for the Bears, fourth down and goal from about the 3. Long look sideline for the Golden Bears skill players. Play clock hasn't even begun yet.
Ball in the area of the 2-yard line is Newcastle.
Shelbyville still watching sideline, looking for what they hope will be a play call that puts them in the end zone. Play clock now running below 15. Watson with a running back off his right shoulder. Two receivers set to the left on fourth and goal. Watson with the ball, burrowing his way in. Shelbyville bench says touchdown. Nothing from the field yet. And Shelbyville does not get in. Held out with 8:33 left to go in the period. Doesn't affect win or loss, but if you're Kyle York with a defense that was much maligned last year, that was on the field a lot because your offense would score in 8.2 seconds, that's a good stop.
Yeah, good stand there. Bears need to turn this back over into some points. Maybe pick up a safety, get the ball back.
8:33 to go is... What are the officials looking for in the middle of the field? It's like somebody lost a contact or something.
I don't think you're finding a contact tonight.
Probably not. Shelbyville defense on the field. Here comes the Newcastle offense, and the referee and a couple of other officials were gathered over the ball, and I thought they were looking for something. So the Newcastle offense, much of which will be standing at or near the goal line as they take over this football, first and 10. No backs. And just try to burrow it out for a little bit of yardage, a little bit of working room down there. Barber squirts his way out for a yard or two.
Scoreboard update. Columbus North in a low-scoring game with Roncalli gets the win 9-7 tonight. So Columbus North stays unbeaten at 4-0. Roncalli still unable to get in the win column. They're 0-4 to start this season.
How often do you say? I know the schedule's terrific. Yeah. It is, but how often do you say 0-4 Roncalli?
Yeah.
Second down, Newcastle. Again, still with the end zone breathing down their backs on this offensive possession deep in their own territory. Barber gets off the line of scrimmage this time, takes the snap, and the ball loose. Shelbyville saying they have it in the middle of that line. And the officials,
the Bears
concur, they've recovered in the end zone.
Yeah, touchdown.
Shelbyville recovering a fumble by Newcastle right on the goal line, and it goes for a defensive touchdown, their second defensive score of the season.
Unable to see who had that pickup.
Covered by the Bears. Recovered by Nathan Headley.
Nathan Headley getting the credit here in the press box.
That's two recoveries tonight, one by Coles and now Headley. Bears go for two.
And you wanted a safety.
I was just trying to think positive.
Shelbyville gets the touchdown defensively to try now for two. Watson to throw, and flags will stop the attempt as Watson started to pump the arm. Penalty on the Bears will move them back. Shelbyville was going to throw on that down, so may employ a same play here as they move back 5 yards. Procedure call against the Bears. Running back off the left shoulder of Watson. Two receivers. Watson looks, pumps, and now throws, and there's about three wide jerseys over near that right pylon deep in the end zone. It goes over the receiver, incomplete. So the Bears have not been able to complete a point after try tonight, either through the uprights or passing it. And on the first bank, Shelbyville scoreboard, Newcastle leads the Golden Bears 41-18. High school football, Giant FM Sports, being brought to you by Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts, by Petty Acres with Hoosier Realtors. here for life's big moves. A couple of weather-related announcements for tomorrow. The Shelbyville FOP was to be the host site for a second straight year for a free fishing Saturday. That has been postponed until a week from tomorrow, September 15th. And Pantry Pals and Gleaners Food Bank was scheduled for a food drop-off in the Shelbyville parking lot tomorrow. They have moved that to a week ahead next Saturday on the 15th.
Scoreboard update. Javon Whitfield with a 90-yard touchdown run as Delta has extended their lead over Yorktown 48-0.
I thought that would be a better game tonight. I thought Yorktown, not ready to compete for a championship by any means, but I thought it would be a step forward for Yorktown this year. Maybe it still will be, but tonight it's not any evidence of that.
Yeah, that game's late in the fourth.
Kickoff brought to you by Shelby Materials. Clark on the approach to the 40. Taking on the fly at the 17. I think that's Dakota Durick feeling for room off the left sideline. And once again, it's been a problem, and it's probably still going to be a problem for weeks to come. The first tackle, the second tackle, those are not usually made by the Bears. It's something down the road. Newcastle football with 7.5 to go.
And it looks like Bumbleo is still on the field, as is quarterback number 5.
Drew Barber.
Interesting.
23-point lead for Newcastle on the mud here at McCann. Hand off Barber up the middle, and Shelbyville's going to stuff that for a loss of a couple. Be interesting to see by the time we get here next Friday, and I don't have the schedule in front of me. I don't know if there's a JV game here early in the week. There's typically youth football. There's more rain through the weekend.
Yeah.
I wonder how this field will be next Friday night.
Well, I think Assistant Athletic Director Ryan Mack needs to get out here and reseed this thing and really nurture it through the week to get it ready for Friday night.
New sod everywhere.
Yeah, take a Sunday afternoon, Ryan, and get out here and do some work.
Hire that guy who takes care of the Super Bowl sod every time they have a grass field.
That was a moment.
Second and 10, snap, bobbled momentarily, recovered. Now a pass goes incomplete. So it'll be third down and long for Newcastle with 6:42
to go. The only issue with the field right now is between the 35-yard line. After a couple dry days, but that area there is going to need some work.
Three receivers right, two go to the left. No one but the guy taking the snap in the backfield, and a man in motion left to right is Bumbleo, and he starts to, again, do that stop and start, look and see what opens up. But the ground was too big of an enemy for Bumbleo that time. The mud got him.
Yeah, Dusenberry there doesn't get credit for the tackle. Bumbleo goes down on his own.
The ball placed at the 37. Newcastle's punted once tonight with Barber, and they may be ready to do so again here on fourth and very long. Barber back at the 28, and now quickly runs over to hear something from the coaches on the sideline. And now has to sprint all the way back with the play clock down to 7. He comes set with 4, 3, and gets the snap off. And Barber gets the punt away as well. It'll hit at the Bears 40, 45. Matt Merritt took a look at it, and probably the better decision to let that one go and roll dead at the 32.
Scoreboard update, Knightstown with a win tonight over Union City, 26-14.
And the real heroes of this week's football all across central Indiana, the people who do the laundry.
That's right.
Shelbyville football, Newcastle lead 41-18. Landon Watson takes the snap, hands it off to the running back coming off his right face, and squeezed down at the 34-yard line, gain of a couple.
Who gets off that pile? Looks like number 10. Colin Holcomb, first tackle tonight for Newcastle. We now have a final from Mount Vernon. Dragons now 4-0 after a 64-0 win. 49th straight regular season win, tying fifth longest streak in IHSA history.
Landon Watson to throw over the middle, incomplete. Dom Wilman, great job to try and get that when he took the hit as he came up. And the ball goes incomplete, and I believe win number 36 in a row in conference play.
Yeah.
For the New Pal.
And they maintain the boundary rail for the 13th time in 14 years in that rivalry.
Yeah. At this point, I'm not sure they need to bring it to the game.
Right. Just leave it in the case.
Tell Mount Vernon if you guys do get us, we'll
drive it up Monday.
Watson to throw and tried that screen on that comeback to Wilman. Ball a little high. He gets hands on it, can't pull it in. And another incompletion brings up fourth down. And Shelbyville will put Tim Clark on the field to punt this ball. Coming up after the game, our H&R Block post-game, we will have an Edward Jones player of the game as well.
Center Grove on the road beats Ben Davis tonight, 29-22.
Impressive. Yeah. Center Grove bouncing back after two losses with two victories. Soccer-style kick for Clark, and he grounds this one up the field. It rolls through the mud and downed at the 37 of Newcastle with 4:44 to go. Newcastle the lead as we get late, 41-18 over the Golden Bears. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
The long winter nights are over. You wake up to the birds chirping, coffee brewing, and the sun peeking up over the horizon to shed that first light on the Maximum Results real estate sign in your front yard. You know there's no better time than now to put your house on the market, and Maximum Results would love to help you prepare, list, and sell your home. Whether looking to buy or sell, we have the experience and know-how to get the maximum results. Contact Tyler Hankins at 317-364-8913 today.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Now to the final four-plus minutes here from McCann. Newcastle in command, going to win for the third time this season. First in conference play after dropping last week. Shelbyville was within eight at halftime, but Newcastle 21 points in this second half to build a comfortable lead. Run off the right side as Shelbyville tries to stack it up. Matt Black, Anthony Rigdon, a couple of the guys in on the pile.
Matt Black with the big hit there that caused that play to come to an end.
Gage Burke on the carry. So, really, we're talking regulars out there. Yeah. It's not certainly a blowout like the Bears have seen, but with 4 minutes to go, I'm like you, I'm a little surprised.
I mean, a quick turnover, I know what coaches think in these situations. They don't want to get crazy. There's still a lot of time on the clock.
Now, that is a clean white jersey, a quarterback, though, for Newcastle. Going under 4 minutes.
Burke still in the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least some experience out there.
Shelbyville bringing a blitz up. A handoff goes to Burke. He gets caught by the back of the jersey in the tackle. Not finished there by Caleb Barrett, but he held on long enough for everybody else to catch up.
Dakota Sosby to get in there, and after Barrett lost track of the shirt, Sosby finishes it off.
So third to about eight for Newcastle. As we play out the final minutes here. Two receivers come to the right
John,
side.
John, if I said, who would you have tonight, Woodland or Bluffton, who would you have taken?
William Greaser at quarterback for Newcastle.
You're not even going to answer?
Bluffton. I'm trying to think if I know anything that would make me come up with the right answer
right,
to this one.
I'll give you some time to think.
Bluffton.
Okay, I don't think that's going to be the right answer.
I didn't think it would be. Carried by Greaser off the right side. He stumbles a bit in the mud and falls forward to the 35.
Yeah, we do have some fresh white uniforms out there for Newcastle as they'll come out. Looks like they'll punt it away.
Shelbyville will send Matt Merritt out to receive. He'll be joined by Riley Stevens, so a couple of guys deep on this punt. And the Bears offense will get one more touch before this game's all done. Timeout taken by Shelbyville. We'll take one as well. 2.5 to go. Newcastle 41, Shelbyville 18. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM
Sports. Who do I wrestle for? I wrestle on my high school team for Jason Garcia, my fiercest competitor during practice and my biggest fan during meets. I wrestle for the chance to put our little high school right here in Indiana on the map.
Wearing the uniform of your high school comes with a big responsibility. Younger kids look up to you, and the reputation of your high school depends on you. This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Johnny McCurry and Jason Parker from McCann. Final 2.5 minutes. Newcastle a 23-point lead on the Golden Bears, and Newcastle ready to punt coming off an SHS timeout. Shelbyville next week will be home. Greenfield Central will come in, and you'll have two teams who are looking for their first win going up against each other on a homecoming night here at SHS. For Newcastle, they go home and welcome in Yorktown next week. Newcastle going to run the ball out of the punt formation. It's going to be a first down and plenty more across Shelbyville territory on a crunching tackle at about the 48-yard line. But the fake punt does keep the ball in Newcastle hands to run out the clock.
Gage Burke took a direct snap off to his left, and he was off to the races.
So the Trojans' offense will stay on the field and conceivably going to run out the clock here. Greaser, the sophomore quarterback out there, still getting his lineman set. Finally, everybody ready to go, and Newcastle football first and 10. And I don't think that snap ever really got off the ground, but it's found on the ground. Play whistle dead on what was still a loose ball that Gage Burke found and broke out of the pack with, and we've got flags down. Unless somebody touched that ball while they were on the ground, I'm not sure why that isn't a free football.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the flags are down, so we'll check those. Long conversation. Haven't seen an indication yet. They get a new football from the sideline. Still at the 48-yard line. And I think we have an illegal substitution maybe on Newcastle. So the penalty marked off from the 48. It'll take it back to the Newcastle side of the 50 at the 46. And a lot of this fourth period is getting played in the mud patch.
Yeah.
The Golden Bear logo has been decimated from the field. Clock winds again. We go under 2 minutes. And Newcastle uptight in victory formation. Few knees here should wrap it up. Play clock down to 2 before the snap, and Trojans will do it a couple more times and pick up a victory here tonight. Again, Newcastle going home. Better weather certainly seems to be in the forecast next week. And they'll bring in a Yorktown team that, by the sound of things, got pounded by the Delta rushing game and will have to adjust its focus to the aerial attack of Newcastle next week. Newcastle taking the clock down as far as they can and then snapping the football to finish off this football game, and a flag down, so maybe they a procedure penalty goes against Newcastle. I thought it was going to be a delayed game. Thought maybe they missed the play clock, but we end up with a procedure call instead, so Newcastle losing 5 yards trying to run clock. Coming up, our H&R Block post game, and before we finish here, Edward Jones, player of the game. Down under a minute now. And Newcastle with another snap that'll help to close it out. Snap taken cleanly down to the knee, and we are coming down to the close. The Newcastle Trojans with an HHC victory on the road. A one-possession game at half, but Newcastle opens it up in the final two quarters and wins tonight at McCann Stadium, 41-18.